have 15 to 20 million jobs. I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio on this day before Thanksgiving. I hope that all of you are enjoying. I know that there's going to be some rough weather in different parts of the country. So I hope that you get to your destination, enjoy your time with family members and friends, as I will be doing. And, of course, I ask that all of you go to your telephone right now and invite a family member and friend to tune in to 860 on the AM dial if you live here in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. We serve southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. And if you're on the internet, go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link, which is located right there on the left side of the page. Joining me today, I have the ever famous Mark Andel, who is the founder of Made in America Store. And, of course, Dr. Rich Logis, who has saved my life the other day. He is the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and we certainly have a lot to talk about. But as we get together on this day before Thanksgiving, I'd like to ask all of you to make sure that you speak to your family members and friends and ask them to join the Buy American Made campaign. We have so many positive things happening in the last few years, and I must say a lot of it is because we have been sticking together and keeping the message going. There are many so-called leaders, and they totally ignore the well-being of the American people, and I see that many of their efforts were to divide and conquer people instead of spreading their time out, not only finding ways to tax us, but finding ways that Americans would have jobs and make their own prosperity. No one knows that more than Mark Andel. Mark, how about we welcome you first today?
Yeah, thank you, Mike and Rich in the audience. Boy, Buffalo got about 6 inches of snow last night, and I was plowing this morning. So that actually helps my business, though, Mike, because we sell snow plows and repair them.
Very good. We'll see that what is going to hurt somebody will help another.
So. Yeah, that's a blessing because not only the economy's been tough, but we've had two light winters, and anybody with snow-related business up in West New York or any area on the East Coast, this is definitely good stuff for them. But we've been on the move again, Mike, and you know, what we've done now in the last week, I opened up at another mall, just a holiday store, and we pulled it off about 9 o'clock last night, these last details to be ready for Black Friday. So this McKinley Mall, we did a kiosk in another store just as a four-week trial because people were demanding it. The mall wanted me there and gave me an unbelievable deal. So I can't say enough for our team. But, you know, I want to remind the listeners, now is the time to buy American. You know, you can make change. Our leader in Washington's not doing it, but people can make change, you know. And basically, Mike, like we talk about, and more I think about it, we want the government to get out of our way. You know, we don't want to be choked off. We just want to be, as entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, be able to, you know, get out there and do our job and create jobs and make a living. So I can't, you know, urge people enough to get involved, do their part. This Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, you know, enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. But when you're shopping, this is the time to think about what you're buying.
That's right. It's time for you to be a patriotic American shopper and support the American workers who are employed, by the way, by a variety of manufacturers like yourself, distributors, service providers, retail stores, and a lot of local neighborhood and malls that really depend on your purchases, not only now, but throughout the year. I'm begging people to go and support them. Think of yourself as a patriotic shopper. And as America, you know, always traded with the world, however, the imbalance, what we have been seeing in the last 25, 30 years, is really way out of the way. So, and when I look and I hear from people and I go around to different stores, I see firsthand that America is no longer producing enough to satisfy the day-to-day needs of its own people. And that's a really sad commentary when you think about that.
And, Mike, I want to say one thing. You know, when I'm loading these stores and we're getting ready for our big day, I said, you know, it's game time for us starting Friday with our retail stores, the Made in America stores, and General Welding with the plows. And, you know, right now God's been good to us up here, and we're ready to go. But when we're loading these stores, I'm looking at other stores when the trucks were backing up, and every one of their boxes says Made in China on it. I'll bet you 99%. And I felt good because my team was working me just as hard to make sure I put in my my hard work, too.
Well, you know, I wonder what those stores think of you, Mark, the way you are portraying yourself. I can't imagine what those owners are thinking.
This mall, you know, I got a local celebrity on radio call me, a talk show yesterday, and we talked about it. People love what we're doing, but they're almost embarrassed once they find out that their boxes, they almost apologize. And I said, everybody can't be 100%. I said, but maybe we can change it. Maybe we can supply you some goods. But my one friend that's helping me out with this other store, he kind of got me into this last one for 4 weeks here. He has a store he's had for 20 years, and he called me. He said, I'm liking the feeling of this, Mark, this feeling that people give you, and you know, like you're doing something good. I said, yeah, Darren, it's more than just a business. This is a purpose. This really creates and saves jobs, and that's what we don't want to forget about, you know, no matter what I do. And he's enjoying the talk and the positive conversation and how people do like what we're doing.
Oh, excellent. That's what I like to hear. And, Mark, I'm sure you have it well decorated with your banners and all. If you can send me a picture or post it on your site, and I want all of our listeners to know that we did change the front page a little bit for the next few weeks. When you go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, you'll see our distinguished commentary group and our panel. You'll also see that National Small Business Weekend is going to be taking place next weekend. We'll talk about that a little later. And there's also a link on there that says, what can I do to help? And it's a flyer that talks about Made in America, that we're trying to restore 50-50 of everything that we sell in our stores. I'm asking that you email it to family members and friends, and also print it out, put it on your refrigerator to remind you that this is a time for you to be a patriotic American shopper and really go out of your way. By the way, Christmas is a time for giving, but it's also a time to give a good, positive example. If you show somebody that you went out of your way to go for American Made, you may have some more people join the cause.
Now, yeah, I want to give, you know, on that note, I want to thank you for all the efforts you've done, and Rich is on, and I think Larkin's going to join us, and your efforts and our panel and the listeners, because with my Made in America store and my team, we've made change, and I think that's the biggest thing we got to take from this, is that people can make change. It does matter. And like you said, get involved. Just think about your purchase. Get a little educated and pass it on, and rub it into other people that aren't doing it. Say it does make a difference. We need jobs.
You know, Mark, Rich and I were talking the other night, and I just want to go back and think about the thought that he said. Everything that happens in this country has to take leadership. And we were discussing why we don't understand why political candidates raise millions of dollars each year to get a $150,000 political position. What do you got to say to that, Rich?
Guys, good morning. Good morning to our listeners. And happy holidays. Happy holidays to everyone. Really looking forward to Saturday, Michael, with Small Business Saturday. Very thankful. American Express is keeping this promotion going. I just want to mention the households, even if households have multiple Amex cards, they can register those cards. So they want to do that ASAP since the registration is limited. But we're going to go hit up our local music store and get some Made in America guitar gear, and then we're going to hit up a local Polish deli. The cooks are made in Poland, but the pierogi are made in America, so we're going to be there on Saturday. Yeah, Michael, it's actually, Michael, not millions that they raised. It's actually billions. If you look at Obama versus Romney, there was $6 billion that was raised for that election. And by the FEC, the Federal Election Commission's own admission, there's estimated to be approximately 40% of that money that is unaccounted for.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, well, it's I'd say it's scary on multiple levels. And one of the things that, as I'm working on a project that you guys are aware of, I'm working on a project right now about our two-party system. And one of the reforms that I believe has to be put in place is a true A to Z public financing of our elections. And while some of aspects of our elections right now are publicly financed, there are, for example, federal funds for qualifying party nominees. We need to work on a reform, and this is something I'm working on right now, that we need to take the money entirely, in my opinion, out of politics.
Right.
And when we do that in conjunction with a number of different things that we've talked about, for example, term limits, we need to remove many of the perks and benefits of being in public office. Members of Congress get perks and benefits that the private sector workers would kill for. So there's a number of reforms that we need to have occur to really reform our elections. And when I was telling you that, Michael, the other night, and one of the things I say all the time, and I've got a lot of isms, is that I really think that in the U.S. we need to look at most institutions and probably blow most of them up and rebuild them. And the way you do that is with people, and it's the right kind of capable people. You know, Mark, I just heard you say that you opened another store because of demand, right? So people demanded it. And because they demanded it, you met that demand. Well, if we apply that same demand into our elections, this is the path to electoral reform. Because as I also say all the time, guys, you know, we talk about health care on the show, we talk about the economy, we talk about labor. We have a lot of intelligent, capable Americans. If you want to fix these issues, let's get those people with those ideas and those capabilities running. And not only let's get them running, let's give them a chance to actually win. If you want to reform things, you start with the capable people.
Rich, I couldn't agree with you more in qualified, capable people because, you know, you look back, I look at all the China boxes I see, I look at all, how did we get in this shape? And it's by greed and it's by people not doing their job. We have to get qualified people with a good work ethic. You know, I think of the farmers, the work ethic they've got. You know, even my team, the work ethic, you know, there's people I want to clone. But we need everybody to get involved. We always talk about voting. You know, you got to get out and vote. We've got to get the lazy ones out. We got to get people. This is a great country, and we can make the difference.
Right. And not showing up on election day is certainly not the answer to the problem we're up against. When you hear that 15% of the people come out, it's discouraging. Even when I go to the stores, as I talk to people, they say, well, some people are more vocal than they've ever expected them to be. Some people will walk in and then say, you know, I'm on this campaign now to support American workers, and I'm just going to look around. Or maybe I'll see you. If nothing else comes up, I'll see you. But the bottom line is, if we don't keep the campaign going, it seems that national leaders are not even going to pay attention to it. That's the big thing. Yeah. Mark, you did something unbelievable in just a few years by keeping your nose to the grindstone. These people in Washington had over 30 years, and in 30 years they did nothing but find more ways to tax us, more ways to put regulations on our companies to run them out of the United States, and that's why we have a great deficit in jobs in the USA.
And, Mike, I truly did it for the good. I did it because I believe in it. It's not the most profitable right now, but it needs to be done. And I think more people have to do it for the good, not just for the dollar. But consumers lost confidence in the country. But now, with the shenanigans with Washington, you know, and I hold the leader accountable and responsible, people have lost confidence. I see it at the store. I see it. It's the truth right now. Confidence is down, and they couldn't have done a worse job this year, so we've got to swing that around. People got to start complaining. They got to keep that buzz going. They can't quit that. You got to have hope, and you got to have inspiration, so we've got to keep that dreaming alive.
And you're exactly right, and that's what we've been trying to do on here is give people some hope to do something positive, not just to accept the things that are happening around them. You see yourself that people who have worked all their life, maybe they worked at a place for 15 or 20 years, all of a sudden find themselves out of a job. That's the most demoralizing thing that can happen to anybody. And it's because America's companies moved out looking for the money. They went because of greed, and now we have what we have. And instead of national leaders trying to address the job situation here in America, what they're doing is finding ways to expand social programs. I just had a discussion with a person this week in a top office, and they said, if you could help people to get on additional programs and identify that, then we would be able to probably find more funding for some of the communities that you serve. And I said to him, my response was this: how about for the services that we do that help keep people away from government programs? And he didn't know what to say, because so many of these bureaucrats filled themselves up on jobs and, you know, running around for conferences and everything else, going out trying to promote all the free stuff. How about helping people that they could be free by having a job and going out and being able to purchase, not with an access card or a free this or that, but able to purchase as a result of their hard work and their job skills?
And Mike, I was watching a show, and I forget which show it was, but, you know, they were showing the welfare lines and people going in. They weren't even trying to get them a job. And then on the other hand, they went and looked around. There was plenty of jobs, but they were just handing out the stuff instead of making the people get to work, or the people wanting to get to work and help themselves.
You're right. And, Mark, for many years, Americans just went out and filled their shopping bags with foreign-made everything imaginable. And they were really not fully understanding of the plight of American workers because, you know, they just knew the product was there and the brand name looks the same. But now, with in the last 6, 8, 10 years, people are driving past all these empty industries and mall buildings and also places where people were employed in big numbers and small numbers as well. And they're seeing this happening in America. Now that they are well informed, we are working to bring them together. I don't see anybody out there really doing it. It's a little campaign here and a little campaign there, and it's off, even on some of the local television stations. They come on for a week, you know, highlighting this and that, and then somebody complains, oh, you're highlighting only Americans, and how about the Americans that are employed selling foreign stuff? And right away they drop the program because they don't want to be controversial. So our efforts here on this panel have inspired a lot of people to stick with the Buy American Made campaign, take a little better look at what's happening here in the USA before we go down any further.
Because Michael, here's a predicament that is perhaps unprecedented in our great country's history. There are low levels of confidence, high levels of distrust amongst Americans in business, corporations, and the government. And if you think of these statistics, because statistics are misleading sometimes, right? The great Mark Twain said there are three kinds of lies: lies, damn lies, and statistics. But the fact is, we do have a third of the country who doesn't work. And there are approximately 110 million Americans who do not work. Businesses collectively have more money than they ever have in their history. And here's what I want to say to that. That's great. Those businesses proved their point to the American leadership here, elected officials. They proved their point that they could go elsewhere and make more money than ever before. So what are elected officials doing to at least try to say, hey, what do we need to do to get you guys back here? You proved your point. You went to China, you went to Malaysia, you went to Vietnam, you went to India, you went to wherever you did. You proved your point. You showed us. Let's put that past up. Let's think about the future. What is it that we need to do to get you back here? Every time our elected officials start to broach that subject, they get distracted with, you know, some rinky-dink country on 6,000 miles on the other side of the world, and then there's, you know, then there's guys, then they go on vacation, and then they shut the government down.
Right.
Well,
and
what are we doing?
Waste our time and our... But I want to return to that, because I want to know what our elected leaders can be encouraged to do. When you come back, I'm going to ask you and Mark to give me some suggestions as to what we can do. I have to pause now to acknowledge a few of our very special sponsors. The next portion of our broadcast today is being presented by Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, who is available to handle all of your legal matters. You can give her a call at 215-423-4824. And I am encouraging everyone to go out and support Small Business Saturday. That's this Saturday, November the 30th. And it's the first Saturday of the holiday shopping season. For everyone who is up there in the Buffalo area, make sure you get to that mall where Mark has his store located. And even if there's a little snow, no problem. Get out there this Saturday, the 30th, and support Mark. And also remember that our effort that we're supporting happens many days a year. This is Small Business Saturday. Our effort is National Small Business Weekend, and it is always the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month. I'm encouraging you to reserve Friday, December the 6th, Saturday the 7th, and Sunday the 8th, and go out and shop at your local businesses. And by the way, shopping on these days helps investors and retailers see that America's consumers are supporting the efforts of the Buy American Made campaign and are looking out to help America's economy. And Dr. Wojciech Zinn of Everest Dental wants to remind you that he's located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, and you can give him a call at 215-671-0188. And if you're planning to do some travel, Polish American Travel is a very well-known sponsor of ours. They're located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue. You can give them a call at 215-634-3396. And best wishes also from Martin Bednarek, who is the president of Washington Savings Bank, and they have 5 locations in Philadelphia to serve your banking needs. Make sure that you contact your bank near you. And Dr. Eva Machak has 2 dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. One is at 3084 Armingo Avenue in Port Richmond, and another is at 4250 Richmond Street in the Bridesburg section. For more information, contact Dr. Eva Machak at 215-739-2787. And also Michael Steinman, attorney at law, has 2 offices in Philadelphia. One is located at 17th and JFK Boulevard in Northeast Philadelphia, and the other is at 8510 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philly. So he has a place in Center City at JFK and 17th Street, and one at 8510 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, call Michael Steinman at area code 215-564-1866. And also, I'm very pleased to note that 100% of the items sold at the Made in America store are made in America. And as you know, Mark is a well-known member of our panel, and you can view all the items that he has available on his shop online link. Check it out at madeinamericastore.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I had a little bit of an incident the other day with my computer, and a bug got on the computer, and I had no idea how it came on. I actually went to download a new version of Internet Explorer, and when I did, the next morning when I turned on the computer, there were all these bugs on there. And it was from a company called Superior Tech Help. I'm mentioning that today because I don't like when somebody puts something on your computer. It's really inappropriate. The company also goes by the name PC Tech Help. and also Tech Line Live. Now, when I called the company, I just want to give you this report so that you yourself don't get burned by something like this. A man gets on the phone and he says, "Oh, yes, I'm glad you called, because everyone who calls us wants to subscribe for the $249 removal package to take off all these different bugs and stuff." So when I called at 2:45, when I got back, I spoke to Ashwani Joseph in India. And then I spoke to a man at 8:15 that night, because there were more bugs came on. His name was Intrapal Sings, and they were both in India. And I asked him, I said, "By the way, why am I calling India for a company that's located in California?" And he said, "Well, we are the tech support for these companies, and everybody who calls us wants to take advantage of our subscriber services." But I said, "I never contacted you." And they said, "Well, in order for you to get the bugs," or what he used some other name, "off the computer, you will have to give us this $249, and we'll be able to assist you right over the Internet." Well, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you have that problem, do not allow that to happen. Call someone that you know, and there is a way. Because I want to thank Rich Loges for helping me out. He instructed me on ways that I could have gotten rid of all of the stuff, and we did. And, Rich, thank you so much for that help.
Yeah, my pleasure, Michael. Not a problem. You said before the break about how to encourage, you asked about how to encourage leaders, and I'm going to try to give my condensed answer on this, because as you know, I have really a lot to say on it. The problem, Michael, is that the two parties who are in our, not only in our federal elected positions, but are really in all of our state and local positions as well, they have gone for decades unchallenged. And because they've gone unchallenged, there just hasn't been an incentive to work together, because the election of the two major parties has been automatic every single election.
It's guaranteed, yeah.
And I'm not saying, I've said this before, Michael, I'm not saying that elected officials never spend time on this issue. I just think they devote a hell of a lot of time to other things that don't ultimately benefit our country. So to get Congress and to get both parties in particular working together on important issues, not Mickey Mouse social religious issues, but important political and economic issues, they must be legitimately challenged. Because if they are challenged, and there's a possibility someday in our great country, if there's the day comes when the parties are legitimately challenged, it is then that they must consider working together, otherwise face getting ousted or not getting elected at all. Imagine a day, and it sounds so utopian, but if, as Mark showed, you want to make something happen, you can make it happen when the demand is there. Imagine a day when we wake up on election day, we have 80, 90% of people voting, and we have such an abundance of good candidates that we can't sleep the night before, because we don't know who to elect because we have so many good ones. What's our logic now, Michael? What is most voters' logic? Now, I'll vote for the Democrat or Republican because he, she's the lesser of two evils. Even last week when Ed was on, and Ed was honest and he admitted his more Republican voting record, I heard him say certain things about President George W. Bush. I heard him say certain things about President Obama. And I heard him say that we lack principled leaders. Well, how do we remedy that? I know how to remedy it. We open up our elections. We get capable people running, and they run with a chance to win, as opposed to the duopoly that exists right now, which spends billions of dollars for musty TV political theater when it's automatic that they're going to get elected.
And you're right. You know, Rich, you're absolutely right. Because around the world, you have so many of these small groups that have controlled elections. But in America, we have a free and open election. So what we're doing is we're allowing this to help happen to ourselves. There's no excuse for us. There is no reason a third or a fourth or a fifth or a sixth party can't come into existence. There's no reason they should be held out because they don't have this or that particular regulation or they don't have enough votes or enough signatures to put them on the ballot. No, we should have as many leaders as possible. They should check them out and sell themselves off the list as they run in the primaries and all. And by the time election day comes, we should have a selection of 10, 12 people that we make a choice on.
And Michael, the project that I'm working on, which I can't give a lot of details yet on the air, I know all of us on the panel are aware of it, is that there is the solution. First off, it can be, electoral reform can be realized. Electoral reform where everyone's vote actually does count. It can occur, but it cannot occur without the demand of the electorate. First off, we have approximately 200 million voters, right, eligible voters. You look at a presidential election, we'll use that. In Obama v. Romney, had 55% of the electorate come out. The rest who didn't vote, while I don't agree with staying home and not voting, I do understand many of the reasons why they didn't come out, because of sentiments of it doesn't matter, my vote doesn't count. Well, this is exactly what this political structure, this duopoly, has created. It has created a perception of a lesser of two evil system, which has cultivated a mindset amongst some people, Michael, I know, who are quite intelligent and successful in what they do, who don't vote because they don't believe it matters. That is a problem. And when you're going to talk about blowing up and rebuilding American institutions, I believe you need to start with our elections, because our elections is the thing that influences everything. All of our regulatory bodies, our laws. You know, Michael, I'm in agreement. Marx brought it up. Larkin's brought it up. I'm in agreement that entrepreneurs are best when they're left to succeed with their own innovation and ideas. That's the best system. But we have to understand something also. The reason that regulations are important is because it's what creates stability in our dollar. I mean, look at the countries that loan money to us: China, Japan, Canada, the banking centers of the Caymans, of the Caribbean, etc. Part of the reason, Michael, they loan money is because we do have stability in the dollar, because we have, generally speaking, lawfulness. We have regulations in place to protect. Now, if we're overregulated, how do we resolve that issue? Well, it's the people who are elected that essentially pass those laws and those regulations. So we can't be without. The balance is when the public and private sector, just like on our healthcare talk 2 weeks ago, when we said the public and private sector, when we can get a harmonious marriage, and as we know, for all of us married people, right, sometimes it's not always the most harmonious. But when you have a marriage that comes together with public and private sector, this is the thing that will drive and will create true stimulus, right? Will create true innovation. We don't see it in enough of our regulatory bodies. We don't see it in enough of the things that we spend an immense amount of money on. Healthcare just is one of those things. I mean, $2.7 trillion for healthcare, with between Medicare, taxes, copays, premiums. Michael, that's more than our Social Security and Medicare, Social Security and military budget put together. And we spend more on the military than we do the next two dozen or so countries.
You know, Rich, I have to tell you this. Something happened in Pennsylvania which was very, very interesting last week. In fact, on Thursday, November the 21st, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives passed a special amendment in the procurement code for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where they have to buy flags from a Pennsylvania manufacturer because so many flags were being purchased from the out of the United States. Now, the House Bill 530 was amended to give preference to all American-made products used by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I want to compliment the prime sponsor, who was State Representative Paul Clymer. And I also want to mention a very special co-sponsor, Representative Mark Cohen, who was with us. You know, he's a big pusher of American-made stuff, and he's a supporter of our broadcast. He's been on with us, and as he said when he was on the show and has told me numerous times after that program, that he is looking for ways to make this happen in Pennsylvania. So him, along with Paul Clymer as the prime sponsor, were able to get this passed in the House of Pennsylvania. The thing that's really frightening is that they even had to have a special amendment to do that. That already wasn't something that we should have been doing all along. And I just want to mention this, too. On the first consideration, 136 of the representatives said yes. 63 said no. It's hard to believe. 63 said no. On the second passage and consideration to make this into law, they went 197 yes, one no. And then on the third passage, the final passage, the vote was unanimous. And, of course, now it goes to the Pennsylvania Senate, and we'll see what happens there. But the fact that this has happened, I want to compliment Paul Clymer and also Mark Cohen and all of the people who did it. If you would like to see the text of it, it's Bill 530. Just go on the internet, log on to 530, and you'll see that it started with flags because kids in the schools were looking at flags that had a little sticker on it, made in China, an American flag. And people said, oh, we can't permit that. Let's collect this and let's do something about it. So, Mark, all of us working together to promote this Buy American issue has really helped.
That's an outstanding. That's always bothered me, the flag. People don't realize 70% of our flags now, dealing with Valley Forge, and I deal with Annan, and we're in the movie together with the owner. People don't realize that, and it's one thing that most people can agree on. Our flag should be made here. But it's great, once you hear this, Mike, that's outstanding. I've personally been involved with the resolution also for the country and at Michigan. People are pushing it. They can absolutely start with the flag, and they understand that. I want to say one thing, too. A lot of people don't understand the profit margin difference between buying foreign goods and our goods. And one problem with our business model at the Made in America store, we don't have the markup to stay competitive, and we don't make that profit. And that's one tough problem with a lot of stores and businesses around. I want to bring that up because my buddy that does own a different store and he's helping me with our store, that's one problem. He might be able to get 100% where we might only be able to get 20-30%. And if we buy more American, the more we buy, the more these manufacturers can get better equipment, can get more maybe automation and things to compete for. And that's what the whole goal is, to get the profit margins back where we need them to survive in our country with our tough regulations. That's why I ask government just to back off, get out of our way, less regulation, don't choke us off.
Well, I'm going to make sure once this passes the Senate in Pennsylvania, probably after the first of the year, I'm going to send this around in an email to all the country places that we have. We have people all over the country who listen in and promote our effort. I'm going to ask them to contact their House of Representatives, their city councils. I know that they've been trying to do that in the city of Philadelphia, that if there is a product made in the city of Philadelphia or Pennsylvania, that should be given first preference, but that's still not passed either. There are a lot of things that we have got to get on the ball with, but just the fact that our elected officials aren't leading that fight, but we are, is a scary situation. We're going to come back and return to that subject, but I'd like to acknowledge a few of our great supporters, who include Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. Stop by for all of your holiday needs or give them a call at 215-634-3750. And another very faithful sponsor is Leon Munkowski, attorney at law, who has his office at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. with additional evening hours on Tuesdays. For more information, contact Leon Munkowski at 215-739-8521. And whenever you're shopping, no matter where you live across the USA, look for Giorgio. The name Giorgio, a symbol of quality since 1928. President and CEO Jan Majewski wish all of you a very enjoyable holiday season. And also greetings from the Sugar House Casino, located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. You can always check them out any time of the day at sugarhousecasino.com. And Serena Auto Body, Mr. Chester Chanosky, reminds you that he has two locations in Philadelphia to serve you. One is at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. The other is at 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, PA. No matter what you need in the way of auto body, call Serena's Auto Body Shop at 215-535-6606. And speaking to Mark Andel, I want to remind you that you can check out Mark Andel's Made in America store by going to madeinamericastore.com, where you'll be able to see many of the products he has featured for you to pick up and have sent to you for the holiday. And I want to also mention that listeners of this broadcast can be very proud that they're helping all of us to keep the Buy American Made message in the front of the general public. It's really a new solidarity movement to help American workers and America's economy. So I want to thank all of you and wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. Just as we've been speaking about that company that put those bugs on my computer, I want to remind all of you not to call these computer companies back that put that telephone number. Call us and we'll remove all the stuff. But call your local tech. If there's something that has to be taken off and you really don't know how to do it, call a local tech or take the computer back to the place where you shop. And talking about computers, I want to mention that we said earlier that such a large percentage of our products are made outside the country. It's really true. We can't allow that to continue. So we're looking into every way possible to bring those industries back to the USA. But in doing that, I find that many of the industries were driven out by EPA regulations, environmental control regulations that took them out of the country, but they simply don't get the message that there are new ways to do it and there are more cost-effective ways to do things and bring those companies back. So please do go out and support American workers in every way that you can. Remember, this Saturday, November the 30th, is Small Business Saturday. Go out and shop. And of course, next Saturday, Sunday, and Friday as well is National Small Business Weekend. And I want to remind you that there is a link to National Small Business Weekend on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, let's return to our conversation with Mark and Rich. Rich, what else is happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, we're gearing up for a busy end of the year. Typically, the last couple months, knock on wood, American-made wood here in front of me, is usually it's one of our busiest times of the year. So, you know, I share the concern with Mark. You know, I share the concern with a lot of business owners who have unique ideas. They're innovative, and they're trying to maneuver their way through the labyrinth in some cases of regulation and uncertain fiscal and economic policy. You know, Michael, on the air, we said it in the past how oftentimes government officials, the congressmen, women, they couldn't mind the store, right, Mark? I mean, you wouldn't put them in charge of the store. They don't do payroll. But one of the reasons, Michael, that I support publicly financed elections is really for this reason. I'll offer it for listeners to think about. If we take a figure, let's use the figure $10 million. You decide to run. You qualify for the funds. You're running for Congress, president, whichever position. You get $10 million bucks. If you can't handle and manage $10 million, how are you going to manage the $4 trillion annual budget as a member of Congress? And how are you going to do it? You know how our government's done it is they've just simply raised that debt ceiling, just borrow money, and we've watched the jobs go overseas. And in hindsight, Michael, you know, 2020, it's always right. Hindsight's always 2020. What our elected officials lacked, in my opinion, more than anything, was foresight. They didn't see what they didn't see at the time, going back a few decades ago, was how these players, these major economic players today, these countries were developing. They were developing the infrastructure. They were developing the workforce, the labor force. And even if they didn't see it, Michael, or they knew about it and just simply ignored it, the fact is it's still the same end result. So whether they didn't see it coming or whether they knew it was coming and didn't do anything about it, the end result is still the same. So let's use this, what I'm saying, for argument's sake. They lack foresight. Okay, well, what's done is done. What's past us is now we have to prepare to look forward. And what are we doing to move away from slogging along as a part-time job economy where we can get these businesses? Again, these businesses have proven they made their point. They went overseas. They made higher profits than ever. They saved on labor. They saved on tax. They proved their point. Now the question is, what are we going to do as elected? What are the elected officials, Michael, going to do? Do we think business is going to wait on the government to do something? Of course not.
No, in fact, we learned, Rich, that we have to go outside of government. We see that the 535 elected people in Washington have destroyed us. And it's people like Mark and yourself and all of us involved in the American-made movement that are showing a better side to what's possible. I want to give you a basic example. I go to different stores, and in one case, last year, I spoke to the gentleman. I said, would it be so hard for you to take all of your American-made products and put them in one section of the store? And he said to me, well, I don't really know. I have to look at that. So I said, well, let me come back in a couple days. I'm always over this way. So I did come back. And I know the gentleman for a few years. And he said to me, Michael, we did talk about it, and we had some coffee over it and all. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, we would only have a section of the store which would be about 10%. 90% of everything else is foreign made. And he said to me, that's why we simply slip in the American-made stuff with all the other stuff. That way it's not that noticeable. We could just say to people, oh, there are some American-made items. Go take a look. But they have to search. When you're looking at a statistic, 90% foreign-made as opposed to 10%, you really have to do some searching.
Well, but Michael, and here's also an aspect of this, is that we have, and again, we're the biggest economy, as we said before, we're the biggest economy. In my opinion, we're not going to get overtaken. But what has occurred and what we must prepare for is the fact that the world is becoming more competitive every day. You have countries now that 20, 30 years ago didn't have infrastructure, weren't prepared for manufacturing, didn't have a workforce and a labor force, and now they're becoming developed. They're industrializing. They're looking to come after our businesses. And at the end of the day, Michael and Mark, we've talked about it. When you're in business, you're in business to make money. Not at all costs. That is not what I'm saying. I've never said that. But we are in business to make money. As the American-made film pointed out, the New Balance CEO said it. He said the reasons that businesses went overseas were not in and of themselves bad reasons. fewer regulations, higher potential for profit. But, Michael, I'm going to say it about this like I say it about healthcare. Anywhere else in the world that something is being done well, we can do it better.
Absolutely.
But Rich, the elected officials, they don't see it. They're not doing it. Well, guess what the other beauty of America is? You don't like the government? Just replace the government.
Right, and right. I think if we start threatening the people during the campaign, they will change their tune. Right now, they know that on election day, it's just the two parties and the people who are going to come out and vote are going to come out and vote, and they don't care. But if they have to own up to what their real plans are, what policies they would promote, things may be different. But our American people have to totally wake up. Right now, the American-made supporters have woken up. I hear from many of them. What do you say, Mark?
Yeah, Mike, and Rich, you touched on it, but the American-made movie keeps coming to mind as you're talking, Rich, because the more people we get to see that movie, and I heard this week they're supposed to call me, Nathan McGill and Vincent Vitario, Life is My Movie Directors. They've got some breaking news coming out. I'll be sure to let you guys know first, because there's some deal made, if it's with TV or whatnot, we'll be finding out. But that movie, if we can get 200, 300 million people to see it, that'll make the change. And I think, Rich, you're touching on, you've got to stay hungry as a country. Just like an entrepreneur does, we stay hungry. We reinvent ourselves every day. We live and breathe our business. Get a lot of high energy. We have to blame some of the people, too. They've got lazy. They've got to get up. They've got to get involved. And I can't say that enough. Again, with this holiday season, go out and buy American Requested and get involved. And, manufacturers got to stay hungry. We got to figure out ways to compete. And that's what we do here. If it's working harder, we got to do that.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right. And as you said, we have got to figure out ways. We're paying these 535 people in Washington, and they're not doing that. They should be figuring out every day ways to keep our economy number one. As Rich said earlier, we're borrowing money from here and there. Why are we the best economy in the world borrowing money from anyone? I still don't understand it.
And it comes back to a good leader. You got to lead by example, and you got to hold somebody accountable and responsible. They've got to take charge or be replaced.
Absolutely, and I am willing to do it. When I tell you I am frustrated with the national movement, a few of the people have shown themselves to be real friends of the American workers, and I'm not speaking only of union people and this and that. I'm talking about real friends, people who are going out of their way. But I hate to say it, the leadership in Washington is pushing them, they're putting the thumb under them to silence them. We have more important issues. We're worried about foreign countries. We're worrying about stopping wars. How about stopping wars on America's streets by getting people back to jobs and job skills and a livelihood that they'll feel good about having?
Well, Michael, this is a very, very, very bitter pill still for many Americans to swallow. But sometimes that bitter medicine is what cures the illness. And this bitter pill is this. All of us on this panel want the same thing. Even if we all sat down and had different ideas perhaps on how to get there, we want the same thing. And the bitter pill is this, Michael. If a voter is going to get serious about change, that voter must challenge the two parties. You don't challenge the two parties, Michael, when you vote for them.
Yes. In fact, you know what? I remember when they first discussed this Affordable Care Act, they had a few of these community meetings, and some of the national senators went out to these community forums, and people started to question them and yell at them and all, and we saw it on CNN and all these other things. Why isn't that happening with other issues? Why isn't that happening with jobs? Why aren't the national leaders going out of their way to have a job for them? I never hear it. Our local people, our local organizations, our local movements like the Buy American Made campaign, we're speaking of jobs. We're trying to get manufacturers together to tell us what they're going to need in the future. How can we distribute more of what's made in America? We have a lot of products that are made in America, but they can't be distributed properly because the foreign-made products and the merchandisers are putting them off the market, knocking them out. Mark, your product, could you imagine if 10 of your products were put in with a national manufacturer, distributor, how much better off you'd be?
Oh, absolutely, and it would grow. You know, everything in prices would come down. Again, you know, we haven't talked about the quality of American-made goods a lot, but, you know, our quality, our workers, we've got the best people in the world, and that's what's lost, too. I mean, I look at the quality of our products compared to, you know, some of the things you buy at these other stores. It's amazing, the quality, and, you know, again, we talked about it before. We got to retrain our kids and, you know, teach them to buy quality, something once, not something every month or year. Buy something to last, you know, buy stuff that's built to last. But quality is what Americans can do well, and America has great people, and we can't, you know, on the show, we want to stay positive. We want to support inventors, entrepreneurs, and again, I can't say it. This is the time of year to do that.
Absolutely. Mark, you're an example that everyone can be proud of. The movie, I have got to get on to speak to you today about what's going on with the movie to see what I can do it. I want to bring people together. I have a lot of unemployed people who have asked me to see the movie, who heard about the movie, who weren't able to be there when we had it on September the 11th in Philadelphia, and said, well, when is that movie going to be shown in our neighborhoods again in our city? And I said, well, we're still working on it. They're working on it. But I want to talk to you today, if we can, Mark, to see what we can do.
Okay. Sounds good. And, you know, we do have, I know there are contracts coming up and things, so it's going to be a little more freer. We're hoping to get it on DVD, and I'm hoping it hits the TV channel. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk, Mike.
I want to take this opportunity, as we're coming near the end of our broadcast, to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. In behalf of Larkin Connolly, Rich Logis, and Mark Andel, I wish all of you a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and I'm asking all of you to go out of your way to talk to your family members and friends during this holiday season about the Buy American Made campaign. Don't forget to go to the front page of our internet site, and on that link you'll see what can I do to help. When you click on that, it has a message that you can give to anyone and let them know exactly what you're trying to help with. Also, there is a link to the Made in America store and the Million American Jobs Project. That's really going up. The viewership is now near 2 million people. Do spread the word about that as well. They're all located on the front page of American Workers Radio. Also, you can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show by going to the link right on the front page under our panel pictures where it says American Workers Radio rebroadcast can be heard here. Well, until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish all of you the very best. Have a great Thanksgiving. Go out and support American Made.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.